Over the last year, I have developed a lot of congestion and mucus in my throat. Not a cold or allergy, but just have been told it's silent reflux because I have no heartburn. Huh. At my wit's end, because I just cannot seem to clear this thing up. I've tried lots of different things, but no luck. Any suggestions from Adam? Well, that's interesting. Never heard of the silent reflux. They have a name for everything, don't they?
They do. And see, some reflux comes up that doesn't give you a burning sensation. Obviously, that's not an acid reflux. That's more like an alkaline or neutral reflux. The thing is, again, the pressure in the stomach brings it up. But mucus usually comes, again, from the lungs being compromised or the liver being compromised. And simply by taking oranges at spleen pancreas times, or a shunt to the lungs, and that will help that right there. Now, here's a strange thing. If a person sticks out their tongue and their tongue is bright red, then they're over alkaline and they actually need a little junk food to get rid of that mucus.
Mm-hmm. Here's an email. Can Adam comment on the grapes diet, eating only red grapes with seeds for 10 days, having the best red grapes of this season just now, and I intend to spend a few days, but no intention to lose weight whatsoever. Is there any benefit to this kind of thing?
Very much so, especially if they're natural grapes. A lot of grapes are very toxic. Make sure you get pure grapes when you do this. And I'll tell you a story. A lady came into the health food store that I worked and said, I was showing her the book, The Grape Diet, or she saw it. And she said, let me tell you a story. There was a little girl that had cancer when she was 10 years old, and her parents put her on the grape diet. And the child was supposed to die within a matter of months, and the parents cried because they saw the child wanting more food than the grapes, but all they did was give them grapes. And that little girl was me 52 years ago. And here I am today.
Really?
No cancer.
Really? Really?
So I also, grapes have sugar in them that is protein sparing. So in a fast with those, you're not going to lose your protein because sugar spares the protein. You burn the sugar instead of the protein. So it's one of the better so-called fasts. It's a semi-fast where you're just eating grapes. So 10-day one, I don't see any problem with.
Wow.
And you could do that all day too in a mono diet. Mono diets tend to cleanse. They don't build, though, so you're not going to build very well, so you build at other times. But when you want to cleanse, then you go mono because your body basically gets bored with it and start to spit it out, and it takes toxins with them.
Mono. We talked with a fellow we liked from Europe last week who he had all kinds of stuff going on. He went to a DO, doctor of osteopathy, that put him on a 10-day grape thing, and he was on his way, used turpentine, and man, he ditched all kinds of stuff just doing that. It was crazy, this story, really.
It definitely helped. A lot of those old-timey cures, when they don't overdo it. Now, when people tend to do, 6 months of it and things
sure.
like that, they can get side effects.
You really have to actually know somebody, though, to get an organic grape with seeds in it, which is what we want because it's not been hybridized. It's almost impossible to find organic grapes with seeds. You get them out there in California?
We're lucky here. Yeah, we get them pretty regularly at the farmer's market. All different types, big grapes, little grapes.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty good food, grape?
Very good food. And if you can get them organic, then you can do that. And even if a person has some kind of serious medical problem like this woman, then you might get the GMOs or whatever. Might be better than nothing at all. However, I'm not really a big fan of GMO foods.
Well, we can find pretty much in the hippie food store organic grapes. They're just all seeds.
Yes.
They're all seedless. They're all seedless.
Yeah, and even the seedless is going to
be
all right. A lot of that breeding goes on. A lot of it's toxic. You have to watch it. But I don't think there's anything really bad going on with seedless grapes. However, I prefer the ones with the seeds. That's what I was raised on. I used to live in a house where we had the property was lined with a grapevine. So I would go in between the hedges and just eat grapes till I was full and bloated.
Blue in the face. Yeah. Well, people have said that the seeds are nice because they have some fat in there. and they help to balance out sugar and stuff like that, which I think makes sense.
Well, actually, they have a problem. The grapeseed oil in that is actually toxic.
Oh.
But the small amount you're going to get, and a lot of times you will swallow the seed and it will just go right through your body and not be released. But grape seed oil is not the health food that people make it out to be.
Oh, but
it's very volatile.
But that's different from eating some grape seeds, right? Not grape seed oil. That would be a lot of grape seeds to do the grape seed oil.
Well, the good news is you won't break down the grape seeds. They go right through your intestines in the same way that birds eat cayenne because they don't digest it and it goes through and the seed gets planted. So certain plants have strategies for animals to eat their seeds and pass them through. Other seeds like tomato seeds are more toxic. I eat them anyway, but I eat them on time. But some seeds are so hard, like a grape seed, that it might go right through your body. It does go right through your body often.
Yeah, just like watermelon seeds. They just zip right through, don't they? Boom.
Exactly. Hmm. Exactly.
Would Adam know?
Now, you have to be careful.
Yeah.
I was going to say, Swami Nitty Gritty, when he was in the hospital, his friend brought him in some, prunes and figs. And the seed took root as his intestine.
Whoa.
Because he wasn't moving around. He was in stasis, and he had to be rushed to another hospital to have emergency surgery to remove the fig tree that was starting to grow in his intestines.
That's crazy.
It is, and it can happen, but you have to be – of course, he was flat on his back in the hospital for 1 year and 9 months.
Adam Bergstrom, his blog is on One Radio Network every few days. Sunsync Nutrition is one of his websites. Also, solartiming.com. He also is very active on his blogs and stuff because I see them all the time with answering your questions and interacting with you on the comments section. So get involved and look at Adam's blog every couple days and you'll learn a thing or three. Patrick Timpone, OneRadioNetwork.com. We talked about aloe, one of Vibrant Gal, Adam's lady favorite thing. And this aloe is the bomb. I just ordered two more. I think they're going to arrive today. I'm going through this stuff. My body really likes it a lot. I don't know what's going on, but I'm just going to keep doing it. It's Stockton Aloe 1. There's a nice long horizontal ad just under our slideshow on the front page. If you choose to, you have free will. If you choose to, you click on that little puppy, and that's going to take you to the Aloe Stockton website, and you'll see it takes you right to the little cart thing where you get two 58-ounce containers of this fresh frozen aloe and also a free Youtherm aloe cream. And which is just a freebie and really nice for your face, really cool. So you're going to get two of these. That's the minimum. And it'll come in a nice little tidy box. The package is really beautiful, the way they designed it, all styrofoamed up. And there'll just be a little bit of it defrosted by the time you get it, because they got some really good shipping deals going. And you just kind of pour that off into a glass, little glass canning jar thing. I have lots of those, 16 ounces. Put a lid on it and put that in the fridge. Put the rest in the freezer, the two. And then as you want to have more, you just pull one out, put it on the counter, let it defrost about 10 ounces or so, and do it again. And you go through. So you're drinking this fresh frozen aloe, only 2, 3, 4 days old. And it's the bomb. And when you freeze things like this, it is the ultimate way to preserve virtually everything. I mean, sure, there probably would be a little bit of uptake if you could just do a fresh aloe plant. Obviously, just right out of the plant would be probably a bit better. But man, you're not going to find aloe like this anywhere. And you know how many aloe plants you'd have to go through to get a half gallon of juice and pulp? Forget about it. I mean, a lot, huge amounts. So this is really a wonderful product. We're very excited about this. It's right on the front page of One Radio Network. Minimum is 2 58 ounces. So try 2 and then let us know your experience with it. Previously with cancer specialist Dr. Francisco Contreras on rebounding.
There's a study that was done in America with women that exercise 4 hours a week strenuously. And those that had 66 less incidence of cancer of the breast than the women that didn't do exercise. That's how impactful exercise can be.
We've been a big fan of rebounding, these little trampolines, for years.
Rebounding is one of the best because not only is it not as aerobic as many other exercises, but it is, but it also moves the lymph from within your body. And remember that lymph is the one that's bringing out all of the toxins. And if you don't get it up to your heart and then out through the urine, the toxins stay there. So rebounding is an excellent, excellent form of exercise that just about anybody can do. I mean, we have some 85-year-old people that rebound. It's very easy, even for elderly people, to get on the rebounder and just go up and down. It's an excellent exercise.
Certainly is. The Rebound Air Lifetime Warranty Rebounder. Click and order right now. OneRadioNetwork.com. You've heard so many people talk about our sulfur, and it's really fun. I've been playing with it. Tony Pantelaresco suggested if you do a little B1, B1 and sulfur, maybe 5 times a day, a little bit, maybe half a teaspoon, a quarter teaspoon, that it really will kick up your circulation. I've got just a little bit of feels like a little bit of lack right there where your toes. So I thought I'd play around with that. And you can really feel the difference in just, I don't know, 2 or 3 days doing that. It's pretty fun. I don't know how long I'll do it, but I don't know. So Tony was probably right about that. But you can play around with this sulfur. We recommend about a teaspoon per 100 pounds of body weight twice a day. Brings more oxygen everywhere. Certainly works on the brain thing because people remember more of their dream experiences when they take sulfur. I've always been a great dream recall thing, and so I don't see much difference when I take it or not, but so many people who do not remember their dreams start taking sulfur, and you can't believe the emails. You can see a lot of testimonials about this sulfur. It's pure, 100%. It is made in a lab. It's an organic because the body can use it. We call it organic. It's not organic because it comes from organic essence, but it's an organic product, not USDA organic graded because it doesn't work like that, but it's organic because it's usable by the body. And I think they make it out of DMSO and hydrogen peroxide is how they make it. And it's just pure. And virtually all the sulfurs out there, the MSMs, also known as MSM, can have some yuck stuff in there that make it not work very well. Strange why they do it. I don't know why they don't get that, but they don't. So most of it out there on Amazon or anywhere you go is just not pure. Ours is a pure deal, and you'll feel it. You'll see it. You can actually grow little crystals in the bottom of a glass, and that means it's real and it's living and it's the bomb. It's the real deal. Order sulfur anytime, 24/7, on OneRadioNetwork.com.
Broadcasting live, weekday morning, this is listener-supported One Radio Network.
You can remember.
thisisonenetwork.com. The telephone number is 888-663-6386. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Here's your host, Patrick Timpone.
Adam, that reminds me of my disc jockey days. I'm going to go back and become a disc jockey again if I get this talk stuff. You know, you only have to say something every 3 or 4 minutes instead of all the time. It's so much easier. Yeah, well. We're going to make some liver pate soon. We had a cook on, a chef, and gave us a great recipe about onions and stuff and cooking up a little liver and making a pate. That's a nice way to get liver. Have you ever done that? And would that be that'd still be a midday thing, wouldn't it? Liver pate.
You know, you could, a good time, especially if you combine it with onions, would be at kidney time or let me see. Yeah, kidney time would be a good time for it. You know, so you're kind of in between the zones.
Yeah, 5 to 7. Kidney time is right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's a good time. And a lot of people tend to eat dinner at that time. You know, healthy, it's better to wait from 7 to 9, but a little earlier is not going to hurt anything.
So if you eat dinner 5 to 7, you're eating midday foods for dinner, correct?
Pretty much. You can start to transcend some of them. And, you know, I have a little onion and stuff. That's a good time to combine them a little bit.
Yeah.
So the timing makes a difference, and those mid-zones can be used. People get mixed up, by the way. Often people don't get results from eating on time because they skip a meal, and they don't realize that your morning foods are for your brain, your midday foods are for your small intestine, and your nighttime foods are for your genitals and liver and things like that. So if you miss one of those meals, you're missing a whole organ, like your either your brain or your genitals could be left out of the mix.
You don't want to leave out your genitals. I mean, what's up?
Never.
What's up with that? You know.
Never. That's definitely a nighttime. That's also why in yoga they tell you don't eat the garlic and the onions, or you know they stimulate the sexual desire. Well, you want to do that at night, but you don't want to get an erection while you're meditating in the morning.
Oh, is that the whole idea where they call it Tamas, T-A-M-A-S, Tamas, or garlic and onions and that? So that's why the yogis don't recommend eating those, because it makes you sparky.
They're anti-erection.
Why would you be anti? Oh, okay, whatever.
There was a church in England that used to, you weren't considered meditating in this actual church in London unless you had an erection or a woman was turned on. That was not considered meditation. So different societies, different strokes for different folks.
I almost think, and I don't know, I'm just making it up, that one get a kind of just an erection just because it's almost, to me, it seems like it's an indication that your body is really working well and you're just kind of happy. I don't know.
It is. It has more to do with just desire. It has to do with general systemic health.
General systemic health, yeah. Which would make sense. I mean, just evolutionary-wise, you know, those are the guys that go out and make more babies, right? Because he's got his act together, kind of thing.
That's right.
Survival you know what I mean? Of the fittest. Survival of the fittest, if you believe in that whole thing. And must be something.
We have survival by cooperation, too. Forget about that. But the fittest is one of the incidents that affects our life.
Mm-hmm. And people have suggested, and there may be something to it, that when guys wake up with an erection, that's a good sign that their hormones and everything are all balanced up, huh?
It is, definitely. Mm.
So you don't have to do a testosterone test. Just look at that and say, whoops, okay.
If that's working, you're doing great.
You're doing good.
And testosterone tests are notoriously inaccurate, too.
Well, I know, and there's so many that's going on. They have low T centers all over the country where these guys drive in there, park the car, and they, I don't know what they do, but then they tell them, oh, your testosterone's low, so here, take this. And I think it's a big scam, the whole thing.
Yeah, often estrogen, too much estrogen and other chemicals are the problem. Serotonin will actually turn that function off, too.
Oh, so these people that are all on these Lexapros and all that stuff, that's going to make the T levels go down.
They can end up having problems, yeah.
Let's see. This person's been on hold a while. You still there? Hello?
Yeah, we're still here.
Okay, sorry for you waiting so long. Go ahead, you're on the air. Who is this?
This is Sean in Seattle.
Well, hello, Sean. It's been a long time. How you doing, brother?
Doing great. A little snow yesterday covered the ground, and, you know, a little early, but, you know.
A little global warming on the ground, huh?
Yeah, exactly. That global warming just isn't working here right now.
I know. They had 4 inches of global warming in Colorado last night.
Yeah. So, well, I got a question for you two gentlemen here.
Mm-hmm.
At your age right now, let's say you had a stroke, and what would Vibrant Gal do for you, Adam, if she's dealing with the aftermath of you having a stroke at your age? Because I'm dealing with another 76-year-old right now and trying to help out, and I haven't dealt with strokes, and so I haven't have no knowledge on what on recovery thing of getting somebody out of a wheelchair and getting use of their hands, you know, versus being, I don't know, it's like your body's not functioning, you know, half paralyzed or whatnot. But
so you have a friend who's had a stroke, and what are some things that you could do to help them out?
Year, huh? And he's perfectly healthy, just like the three of us here, and just pow. Type A personality, and is as healthy as you and I, all three of us together. And
let's not say that, because if he was really healthy, he wouldn't have had a stroke.
Well, stress is the number one killer in the world, correct? Well,
probably, but it's difficult to be healthy if
stroke
you're...
stroke was what I'm saying.
Okay.
So stress is what I believe is what, you know, activated, you know, the stroke and whatnot. But
sure.
So now it's trying to say, okay, well,
now what do you do now? Right?
How do we move forward?
Yeah. Adam, what do you think?
There's two types of stroke. You have one from leakage, which is probably the most common, and then one is from blockage.
Leakage.
Either one can cause problem, and either one has different ways of working with it after. The best way for a leakage one is the orange. Whole orange at spleen pancreas time from 9 to 11. And then, if you're up late enough, have one before you go to bed, too.
Hmm. So
that's
leakage.
Very good.
And then, how would Sean know if his friend is a leaker or a blocker?
The doctor should know, and they should be able to tell you which one it was.
Oh,
because
really?
Both can happen. The blockage, apparently, is the least common one, in my understanding. I think it's about 8 to 1, something like that, the percentage wise.
Mostly leakers.
Yeah, but you have to, with blockage, you sometimes have to be careful. What the orange does, and you could do the boiled orange I've talked about too, but a plain orange will work, and it actually solidifies those vessels so they don't leak. You can have like a bleeding anus, you know, when you wipe it and it's soft, you get bleeding, and just taking the oranges will correct that very quickly, within a few days to a week. And it also will stop bleeding gums, which are also an indication. Bleeding gums, bleeding anus, that means you could be susceptible in your brain too. It's all over your body that the circulation is not functional, the structure of the arteries. And they need saturated fat too, like a butter or
cream or
coconut oil.
Wow. So that's amazing that an orange at 9 to 11 spleen time, solar time, could be that powerful on the veins to stop their leaking.
One of the most powerful things to stop capillary leakage that you can imagine, and it will get rid of spider veins and things like that too, because that shows a breakage. Also, another susceptibility to stroke are, what is the technical name? You get these little bruises, petechia or whatever they call them. Those are an indication that you could be at... In other words, there's warning signs beforehand, and as long as you mind your P's and Q's, tend to eat foods as much as on time as possible, and eat whole foods, you never know what additives or excipients are in the foods and the supplements you take. You should always check those out, because carrageenan and things like that can be very powerful provokers of things like stroke and heart attack and allergies and etc.
If you only had, say, Well, I guess you guys out in the left coast, you can usually get those oranges. Like here, we can't even get organic oranges, whole ones, in for the next, oh, till another 3 or 4 weeks. If you did the pasteurized organic orange juice, would that work?
Yes, if it was pasteurized and organic and they weren't rerunning the pulp through it like they do in a lot of times to get rid of the pulp. Mm-hmm. You could probably call the company and make sure they're not doing that, but probably the organic one would probably be not. And the pasteurized would work. It would be second best, but it still would work, even pasteurized.
And then what about a blockage artery for Sean's friend? What if it's that? What would he do?
Well, the orange juice, again, would be helpful for that, too. There are certain foods, though, like, for instance, ginger would work good for the blockage one, but it would not be good for the seepage one because it tends to cause seepage if you have too much ginger. It will actually work on blockage, but too much ginger has caused problems for people.
So, Sean, looks like you need to find out whether it's a leaker or a blocker.
Well, we'll have to find that out. He's over in Hawaii right now for a month and a half, and just had a seizure here last night and is in the hospital right now. So,
A seizure, that's related to.
What's that, Adam?
Oh, that's related. I mean, stroke and seizure. So he's having some kind of problem there. Again, as a general rule, your oranges are the best thing, and he should have no problem getting those in Hawaii, I would think.
No, shouldn't be a problem. So, I got him on the sulfur now and the Andrea seed oils, and just started this last month,
Well,
also, he should definitely investigate if he's taking any drugs or anything like that, even over-the-counter things, Tylenol and acetaminophen, and ibuprofen can be dangerous drugs.
I try to keep anybody I'm helping out.
And they cause seizures, everything. Too.
Oh, they cause seizures, these over-the-counter things, too.
Let me tell you a story, and I probably told you this before. When I was in El Paso, they called me to see a lady who had went into the emergency hospital with flu symptoms and had a seizure in the emergency room. And so they kept her in the hospital for a week working on the seizure. When I got to see her, I said, "Stick out your tongue." And she said, "I can't." I said, "Could you before you went to the hospital?" She said, "Yes." I said, "Did a neurologist look at you and ask you that question?" "No." I said, "Well, what kind of neurologist is that?" And then I said, "Did you have any drugs when you came into the room?" And she said, "No, because they don't regard Tylenol as a drug." Huh. They actually gave her 3 tabs of Tylenol. She had the seizure from it. I told her that, but she went back in the hospital. And 1 week later, that's a total of 2 weeks or more in the hospital, they came out with a diagnosis of Ray's disease from Tylenol that they gave her in the emergency room. So, yeah, Tylenol can cause seizures.
Wow.
Wow.
And strokes. It's one of the most dangerous drugs, and it's over-the-counter. At the very least, it should be by prescription. They've got it reversed on what they, you can't take marijuana, but you can take Tylenol, which is much more deadly. Do you know anyone who ever died of a marijuana overdose?
Not in my lifetime.
I tried, but no, it didn't work.
I tried back in the day, too.
Back in the day, I tried 30 years ago. Well, Sean, I hope that's helpful. I'm sorry we couldn't recommend some expensive drug to give your friend, but just oranges,
tell him to go out and pick his own oranges. You guys are a real lot of help, I tell you. Well, it'll get him out of the wheelchair, and that'll be perfect, and reach up and grab an orange while they're over in Kona.
So. Do they grow oranges in Hawaii, I guess, do they?
I don't know. I don't know what's over there.
Okay, brother.
They're mostly from mangoes and things, but...
mangoes, pineapples, and noni. They have... I don't think they do oranges in Hawaii for some reason.
That's
I don't know why. I never sell any oranges, but I've not been there that long. Well, Sean, hope that was helpful.
I like the jackfruit over there. That's what I like. It's the jackfruit.
Yeah,
one of my
baby.
Favorites.
Oh, man.
I love that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot,
Sean. Thanks a lot, guys.
Okay,
bro. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
And take care.
See you soon. Bye. Oh, man. You ever had that stinky noni from Hawaii?
I have, yeah.
pretty wild. You would take this noni and you could just find it on the side of the road. I mean, it was everywhere. And what you do is you blend it up. Now, wait a minute. First, you set it on your windowsill, right? And it's kind of just this noni fruit thing. And just set there, and people wait until it gets like really soft, like a banana that's gone, you know, just like, and it starts to smell the worst. And then they blend it up and then drink that. And they say it's incredible medicinal properties. It's like, oh my God, it tastes terrible. But people, they just, I don't know, supposedly does wonders, you know, will make you like Superman with a red S on your chest and the whole thing.
It is a good fruit. Morning time. It's a tree.
It's a morning thing. It's a morning thing, yeah.
I have friends over in Hawaii that used to grow it.
Yeah, yeah.
Kauai.
Kauai, oh my.
Nice place. I spent a total of about 6 months over there. Yeah. I really liked it.
On Kauai?
Yeah, boy, great. Tunnels Beach, which is one of the best parts of Hawaii in the North Shore, the north part of it, the north and east coast.
Oh, up by Hanalei Bay up there?
Exactly, right. We were right above it. Tunnels Beach is a famous surfing area there, and it's right where they used to film, what is the name of that show that the Dr. Kildare actor Richard Chamberlain starred in a series up there?
Oh, that was, yeah, the period piece.
Yeah.
The Scarlet Letter? No.
Yeah, whatever it was. That was the house was up there right by where we lived, and the Hanalei Trail is there, which is really spectacular. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful area.
I went up there looking for Pop the Magic Dragon, but never did find him.
You know, the what do you call those black rubberized boats that come in? They would take tourists out in the day and bring in Pakalolo at night.
Oh, man. What we're talking about is Kauai, and it's called the Flower Island. And there's
the Rainbow Island.
You know, Rainbow Island. There's just one road up the east side that goes all the way to the rainforest, right? And all the way. It's an amazing place. If you ever want to just go somewhere for 10 days and do nothing, that's the spot, man. That's the bomb. You know, go there. I think they filmed Jurassic Park. They're up there in the North Shore, too.
They sure did, and a James Bond movie, and Elvis movies, and the one with Nicolas Cage about Las Vegas, which was actually mostly in Kauai.
No kidding. Yeah, yeah. Pretty amazing place. Pretty amazing spot.
Beautiful. I even worked in a health foods there, a store for a month or so there.
Oh, and the one right there on the North Shore?
In Kapa'a.
I know that one. Kapa'a. I know that one. Yeah.
Papayas health food store.
Yeah, that's great. What does Adam think about the Wim Hof method, where you hyperventilate for 38 breaths, and then hold the breath on the last inhale, and doing as many push-ups as possible without air? Is this beneficial by retaining all the carbon dioxide and lactic acid in the body?
Not really much, because the truth is that Wim Hof's brother doesn't do any of that, and he has the same resistance to cold that his brother does.
Really?
So they both have a familial type thing. I wouldn't call it genetic. They were raised around cold, apparently, and they just have a resistance to it. But the brother doesn't do any of that, and Wim Hof has kind of added that to his routine. I think some of that is healthy. I wouldn't say sometimes cold, the people that go in a bathtub can make, ironically, heat shock proteins from doing that and be counterproductive. You can only make brown fat if you live up north for a long time. You can't do it by taking an hour in a bathtub in ice every day. It just doesn't work.
But I thought heat shock proteins are good for you, right?
No, they're bad for you. Oh. Yeah, they cause trauma. And you get them from overheating. In fact, I had a little episode here. We don't have air conditioning, and you may have heard that we broke all kinds of heat records here. It was like 106 degrees or more where we were. We didn't have air conditioning, and I actually suffered from heat prostration. So it took both of us here about a week to get over the darn heat shock proteins.
Hmm. In Adam's hormone formula, pineapple juice, aloe, and tequila, what is the purpose of the alcohol in the tequila? What if one is allergic to alcohol? Can we use fermented, say, pineapple juice instead of regular pineapple juice?
No one is really allergic to all alcohols, but you can be allergic to certain ones depending on how they grow. But the purest alcohol is actually gin, which is probably purer than any other alcohol you can get. So you could have problems, and you can skip the alcohol. It just works better for people to get the hormones if they like want to conceive a baby or something like that. But none of the formulas that I give are necessary for eating on time. If you really hate coffee, you don't have to drink Cabala and tonic. If you don't want to choose alcohol because of your religion or something, then don't. Eating on time is the major focus, and there is always another option to take to get hormones going at nighttime.
Yeah, like
or morning or midday.
Like going out dancing with your girlfriend. That'll do it.
You know, actually, that does more for hormones than anything else.
I believe
dancing.
That. I believe that, yeah. A friend has applied topical corticosteroids to his foot, which was suddenly covered with reddish-purple spots after taking diuretics for edema. Problem is that he became almost crippled after the docs gave him two shots of steroids in his glutes. Wow. What can he do to detox the steroids out of his body? He's 93 around the sun. Wow, pretty good.
Again, get the thyroid working as best as possible. You know, the little thyroid exercise and eating foods don't toxify the thyroid. So it's more about what you avoid. And again, that's going to be the very volatile, high the polyunsaturated fatty acids, the serotonin, the nitric oxide, estrogen, carrageenan, cortisol, those kind of things. Keep it a minimum, and it will start to correct itself, sometimes quickly, sometimes slowly, but you're moving in the right direction.
Okay. What are your thoughts, Adam, on the essential oil, pine gum spirits, turpentine, that Patrick has talked about so much on his show?
Morning time. It can be beneficial for certain things. It can clear the lungs. I think you can take too much sometimes, and it may be overemphasized, but certainly it's been an old pioneer remedy, and turpentine can be healthy for your lungs. I don't see it really working on cancer. They did a lot of research back in the 30s and 20s about that. Didn't work for that, but it did work on a lot of other conditions. So, yeah, it's an okay thing. Props to Jennifer Daniels.
But lung time is 3 to 5 in the morning. So,
well, the morning time, any time in the morning up till noon is great for turpentine.
Turpentine, yeah.
Yep. But if you want extra effects, taking it at lung time would give you benefits. And a healthy person, remember, jumps out of bed at 3 to 5 in the morning. I only did today because I love to get on and kind of get a take a little notes and do a little studying before I do your show. But it is the healthiest time to get up. And then you can take a little nap during the afternoon on a recliner chair and go to bed earlier. It's better for us. Our landlord is a meditator. He gets up 3 o'clock every morning for decades.
Early to bed and early to rise might be something to that.
You bet. Yeah, we're right next to the Vedanta Society, and they have very early meditations, you know, like 4 in the morning.
Oh, I see. Okay. It's funny. Vicks Vapor Rug, which is really a pretty cool little product we used to get when we were kids, even at night, and had a little turpentine in there. So I guess it still helps, even though it was out of time.
It can be beneficial. You know, you can take foods in time. You just get more bang for your buck if
you
take them on time.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, there's people who live a long time that actually, when people say they don't eat in time, a lot of times they are. They might have cereal for breakfast, but they're going to have a banana in it or maybe have an apple with it or something else. Mm-hmm. And at nighttime, they may have, often they'll have a fish at nighttime. And they may have a hamburger at the middle of the day. Sometimes they have it at night, but they're always kind of mix and match. So most people are probably eating at least 1/3 of the time on time.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, and fish is traditionally just kind of a thing that people eat more fish, I would suspect, at night than any time. I don't know. Maybe.
It seems to be more common. I've noticed that.
Sure. What about raw grass-fed cream? I mean, whew, man, my body likes that. When's the best time, optimal time to drink that?
Perfect time for it would be small intestine time from 1 to 3, but it's good any time from 11:30 in the morning all the way to 7 at night.
Wow, no kidding.
And especially goes good with berries. Like a lot of people think, oh, cream is bad for you. And actually, if you take it with berries, it helps you absorb the fat-soluble vitamins in the berries. So it's very healthy to have berries and cream.
Berries and cream in the afternoon, 1 to 3, huh?
You bet.
Boy,
yeah,
that's a nice little...
blueberries, strawberries, elderberries, whatever.
You know, a funny thing that I just thought about the other day that I never talk about, and it's crazy, and I've been taking it forever, eating it forever, and I never even mention it. Do you know that I've been eating bee pollen for about 30 years, and it's such a part of my life that I don't even, I've never talked about it? Isn't that nuts? Have you ever messed around with bee pollen? I put it in smoothies, or I don't know, I just eat it.
It's a really good source of vitamin C. It's a really good source of protein. Yes, I've eaten it before. It's excellent.
Yeah. You get some at the hippie food store that's organic, and it's not very expensive. And I don't know when I started eating it, but years ago. I'll be doing a lot of protein in it, huh? Protein.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a particularly good food. You can mostly at midday would be when it's best. But Swami Nitty Gritty, for some reason, said it doesn't hurt to have a little bit of that at night, too.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure why, but he usually knew what he was talking about.
And usually he does. A couple more here, then we got to go. I'm really curious about this whole right, left, male, female thing. I've heard the opposite, of course. The left is female and right is the male from various sources. One of them I'm currently seeing with very astounding results is muscle testing has been unbelievably accurate. How can this be? Because Adam says it's the opposite way.
If you do body dowsing, you can prove it. And that's the only way you can really prove it, to do it, to see that it works that way. Muscle testing can be very unreliable because it's psychological to a great degree, except for the Touch for Health system, which does systemic systems. But once you start doing mental stuff with Touch for Health, you'll find a great variety. What I tell people is, here's what you do to test a muscle tester. Tell them, I have three pills here. Cyanide is in one. A lethal dose of cyanide. One has white sugar and has vitamin C. Shuffle these up. Test me, and then you take it and prove that you can test correctly. And that separates the men from the boys. They're not going to do it. And you should do it a few times. You should be able to do it 10 times, right? Otherwise, they're advising people to take these kind of things from a muscle test when they wouldn't dare do a test like that. And if they did, they were certifiably crazy.
Well, I tend to agree with you, and I'm certifiably crazy, but over the years, I've grown less and less confident somebody doing muscle testing on me to tell me this is good for you. I don't get that. I mean, I just don't feel it. Now, I've seen some people that have done some very curious muscle testing with body work, right, where they can touch this, and I think that could be kind of accurate.
You know, those kind of tests, and like the Touch for Health, for instance, there definitely is a connection with the lung meridian and the mid-deltoids and the rear deltoids. Mm-hmm. There definitely is a psoas muscle connection with the kidney, and sure, that can be tested with muscle testing very accurately. And a lot of those touch points, like if you want to keep from going to sleep while you read, you simply use kidney 27 on both sides of the clavicles and you massage it. You'll definitely get stronger. And these things work both on a physiological and a psychological. But when people start to test supplements and things like that, that's where the trouble begins. Yeah. And like I say, test the person. Here's your cyanide. Here's your, or you can use X-lax or something. You know, right. Take this big dose of X-lax, a glass of it versus a glass of sugar water or a glass of fruit juice, and you don't know what it is. And of course, they're not going to do it. They simply wouldn't.
I go to this old-time chiropractor. I love these guys. You know, $50 and 15, 20 minutes, and just kind of gives you a little tune-up and doesn't do a lot of cracking. But you can tell, you know, this stuff is good, you know, the way he does it. And I've seen him kind of muscle test a little bit for different parts of your back. And you can feel where it's sore there and you go weak. And he just kind of moves things around a little bit and you're just strong as ever and it doesn't hurt anymore. So, yeah, the people that really understand the body, I think there's something to it. But I agree, you know, going in and buying $400 worth of supplements because somebody tested you for them, boy, be careful, because I've seen some real strange things go on. I mean, I spent a lot of money over the years believing that and never did anything.
Yeah, otherwise what your chiropractor is doing, therapy, localization, acupuncture points and things like that, they definitely work. I have no argument.
That's
with,
different, right? That's different, yeah.
I use it myself.
Yeah,
but
I know
I'm
you
just
do, yeah.
Cautious
yeah.
about certain things.
Yeah.
It can be carried too far. It's mostly psychological, but you can do it at a distance. I've actually done muscle weakening and testing through a wall where the person couldn't possibly see what I was doing through a wall, and I've done it 1,000 miles away before.
Exactly. My Ayurvedic doc, sometimes when we're going for dosage, you know what he has me do? He's in Hawaii. He said, okay, put one in your left hand. Put two in your left hand. Put three in your left. Okay, that's good, three.
That can be done.
Oh,
there
yeah,
are people.
Yeah. He's really tuned in. I mean, he's like, I don't even think he has a body, this guy, man. Yeah. He's the one that introduced me to Ekankar 35 years ago. He really is. Yeah, so people can do it, you know, that way.
There is such a thing as radionics. Again, you have to be careful. A lot of those people can't do it, but I've met legitimate radionic therapists who can actually work on you at a distance with their little machines or pendulums or whatever they're doing. I have a very good friend that used to do that regularly, and she would test me. And what I liked about her, she let me work on it myself to see if it had changed, and rather than just take a required whatever she usually would do with a person. And I like that leeway.
Yeah. Here's a final one for you. This is kind of a fun way to end here. 3 hours. Good job, Adam. In his earlier years, Adam resorted to wacky tobacco to deal with the job that he did not enjoy. He could have gotten even better results with the raw cannabis leaf drink that includes tangerines and coconut. Check this out. John Kohler of Growing Your Green stumbled upon a raw cannabis juice recipe that gets you high. Most researchers say that unless the plant is heated, the THC component will not decarboxylate and thus won't cause a psychoactive effect. I've ever heard that too. However, John's friend, who has a high tolerance to THC, confirmed that this is an extremely potent recipe, even though the leafy green cannabis leaves were used with very minimal low-grade immature buds. They theorize that the citric acid from the tangerines may help to extract the THC, and the MCTs from the coconut may have driven it into the cells in a slow, steady fashion as the high lasted 10 hours provided hyper-focus. Isn't that curious? Man.
The only way I would know is I went back to Walman Optical and I took that and see if I could get through the week with that formula.
That's right.
I know the other one did wonders for me.
I've always heard, too, that unless you heat up the buds and all that, the wacky tobacco doesn't become wacky. But I know that there are people that do juice raw plants in California. They've had some pretty interesting, I've seen some videos, healing benefits from it, but it takes a lot of plants. I mean, it's amazing. You got to have a whole forest.
Well, either way, if they use the natural forms of that, it would stop the opioid crisis. They should make all of them completely illegal, probably put the makers of those drugs in jail like they were Mexican heroin dealers, and just allow people to take marijuana as a drug. And even though marijuana, after a while, causes problems, it does not cure cancer. It is not a cure-all for things. But it can be used for stress, eyesight problems, gallbladder problems, things like that. It can be a benefit, too. So I think we should have it illegal all over the country. And it's ridiculous that it's a Schedule I drug right up there with heroin, while cocaine is a Schedule II drug. What's up with that?
Yeah, and of course, in my opinion, and nobody listens to me, but the biggest downside of marijuana is that people get, they get psychologically addicted to it because you like feeling that way. And I mean, it happened, you know, in the whole stoner days, right? I mean, I know a lot of people didn't do anything because they were stoned all the time. And some people like you are wise enough to be able to, but you know what I'm saying? It's very easy. Very, because I did when I was 25 years old. I got hooked on it because I just like getting stoned.
It's highly estrogenic too, so you can get moobs by doing it a lot of times. It's very related to hops, you know. In fact, they have a hops marijuana combination that they grow up in Northern California, so the helicopters can't spot it. It looks like a hops plant, and actually it's pot plants with a hot persona.
Of course, everything's addictive at some point, right? I mean,
of some point.
Well, at some point, I mean, chocolate is, obviously alcohol is, people get addicted to alcohol, then all the drugs, and you get addicted to sex, you get addicted to, I don't know, you get addicted to porn. I mean, you get addicted to anything. I mean, it's just
the planet. Even butter has toxins in them. You know, everything has toxins, but as long as the liver can handle toxins and you don't overload it, a little bit of toxins actually stimulate your immunity. So It's the overload that gets people.
That's why you recommend on a full moon to go out and eat some really crazy things, huh?
Howl at the moon and have some Twinkies even. You know, I don't do that anymore. But, you know, if you could basically do a genetically modified food or something like that at that time. Yeah. And you probably wouldn't have any health problems. And it would actually identify it so that if somebody did give you one, like heaven forbid you went to jail and you didn't have a choice about what you were going to eat, or a lot of school children don't sometimes, then you would have an immunity to it.
Yeah, so if you're going to go out to eat at a restaurant and you don't know where that food has been, just go on a full moon, right? Right around that's the best time.
You bet, because you really don't. I've worked in restaurants before, and if you saw some of the things that they do to the food,
I know,
and I know. You know, blowing their nose in the pizza, stuff like that, stuff you don't want to know about.
Well, I worked in a lot of restaurants, too, and I used to get fired every now and then on radio, and you'd have to pay the rent while you go wait tables, and some weird things go on in the back room of restaurants. You don't even want to think about it.
I got fired from Shakey's from cleaning the pots too well. They don't want it. It's got soap on it and everything, so people are eating dishes with soap, but because I really wanted to do the dishes right, they fired me.
Okay. All right, brother. Well, we love you, and we love Vibrant Gal. Thanks for everything. Wow, 3 hours, jam-packed. We appreciate it. Yeah, good job. We really had a good time today.
Thank you, Patrick, and may the blessings be, to may use your phrase. I love it.
May the blessings be. See you soon. Adam Bergstrom, Patrick Timpone, may the blessings be to you. All of Adam's contact info is right there on his website, SunSync Nutrition, and, I don't remember all these things because I don't store this kind of information. SunSync Nutrition, but to solartiming.com and his blog. And we'll see you tomorrow. George Elkelt's going to be here. We're going to grow some veggies even in the winter, and we're going to have some fun with that. 9 o'clock, Andrew Goss will be here. I love you all very much. Thanks for your ongoing support. If you want to get a sauna, email me, patrick@oneradionetwork.com. I'll give you a deal. When you spend some of your money on some of our different products, that's how we support everything. So when you're thinking about stuff, investing in your health, think about the products. We think we have some of the best ever, quality-wise, and knowing the source. So I love you all very much, and may the blessings be.
From the Hill Country in Texas, broadcasting worldwide, this is OneRadioNetwork.com.